3.
Free Talk Live, we will take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and it's 855-450-3733. Man, as usual, there's so much to talk about here tonight. JP Morgan Chase CEO has denounced Bitcoin as terrible and has predicted its downfall. Would love to see what that's all about if we get a chance. But, of course, your calls come first. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, again, our toll-free number, 855-453. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us in that way if you prefer. And in other news, there's a big change coming out of Washington, D.C. on marijuana. We talked about Barack Obama and how he's changed his position, and apparently other things are starting to sound a little bit different. Other departments, in this case, the Attorney General has said something that was pretty shocking to me. We'll give that to you here in a moment as well. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, in this case to Skype. Drew is on the line. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Drew, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
You know, I just got back to the U.S. I was actually living in Odessa, Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
And watching the news about the protests being reported was, well, shocking.
Mm.
And that's because every person I know in Ukraine, and Ukraine's a complicated place, but everyone I know hates the protesters.
Really?
They hate them. They hate them, and they see them as anti-freedom and pro-socialist.
And is that what they are? I honestly don't know anything about it. I've seen some headlines, and that's about all I know.
Well, what's going on over there is that the country's really divided into two halves. It's really two countries in one. And the western half is really they speak Ukrainian, and the eastern half speaks Russian. The western half sees themselves as European. The eastern half sees themselves as Russian. But the majority are pro-Russia. But this is the minority.
Hold on. The majority of the eastern half are pro-Russia, or the majority of the whole country are pro-Russia?
The majority of the whole country is the pro-Russian section.
Okay.
And that's part of the reason, and they support the president. And this is a minority. It's a sizable minority, and they're the ones that speak Ukrainian, and they hate hearing Russian. And the eastern half, especially the closer you get to Russia, they only speak Russian, and they do not speak Ukrainian. They hate hearing the language.
Hmm.
And these protesters, are the ones that are pro-Europe. They're the ones that are Ukraine, you know. Essentially, Lviv, which is in the west, is like the heart of what is the Ukrainian section of the country. But if you look at an election map, you could almost just take, it's like a, Ukraine's like a big blob with a little tail hanging over to the side. And that tail is where Lviv is, and that's the Ukrainian section of the country. But if you look at a voting map from the last election, you could almost draw a line, down, you know, a third or 40% of the country that voted against the president, and the other 60%, maybe 55% voted for the president. And this is, you know, but everyone I know over there is of the Russian speaking. I learned Russian in Odessa, Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in fact, right before I left, I was talking with the guy, and we were talking in English, but he said, I don't even speak Ukrainian. I only speak Russian. And my other friend who's in Kryvyi Rog, he only speaks Russian. He doesn't speak Ukrainian.
So are the people who are protesting the ones who speak Ukrainian?
Yeah, they're the ones who speak Ukrainian, and they're the pro-Ukraine. They're the ones who are anti-Russia.
So are they? What are they looking for? Do they want to split in the country? Do they want to secede? And what is their goal?
They want to drag the Ukraine into the European Union.
Mm, local,
and the eastern half wants to drag them, wants to be part of the Russian trade union. So you've got this split within the country, but the western. I just got an email from my friend Andre, and he said the people from Lviv are thugs. And he was talking about, he's in the eastern half of the country, and he's talking about people in the western half. But I've known people from the western half, and they think the people in the eastern half are a bunch of thugs, and they can't stand them.
Looking at some recent election maps of Ukraine, and it seems to be more of a northwest-southeast split instead of just a pure east-west split of the country.
Yeah. Yeah, the northwest, southeast, but that's because if you look, as you see on the map, the northwest half is the northwest section is kind of like a big tail, right? If you're looking at the map.
I don't have it in front of me, but Daryl, I think does.
I've got it. I wouldn't say that it looks like a tail, unless I'm looking at really has been tail. Rotated in some kind of way.
Say again?
I said, what I'm looking at, I don't see a tail on the northwest. I see a tail in sort of the southwest of the map.
Well, there's a southwest near Odessa, too, which borders Moldova and Romania.
So 45.59 million people living in Ukraine, according to a Google search here. From what you've said so far, this is a group, two groups of people who are fighting over or arguing about, and apparently there's quite a bit of violence in some of these protests, both, I believe, by the police and probably by the protesters. But they're fighting over joining some sort of larger political union of some sort.
What set it off was that the Ukraine had been petitioning to potentially join the EU mm-hmm. under the last president who really represented the opposition, who are the protesters at this point, and they had been going in that direction. And then they kind of continued in that direction under this president. But when it came time for him to sign, one, the Ukraine was in a huge amount of debt and needed money fast. And the European Union couldn't cough it up and Russia could. Hmm. But two, his base is, that southeastern section. The western half wants to go to Europe. The eastern half wants to stay with Russia, southeastern half and the northwestern half.
Is there anyone in Ukraine who's actually arguing for freedom? Because it sounds to me like these are just two sides of the political coin here.
Well, and it's a matter of how you the northwestern half sees freedom as being joining the European Union,
right?
And the southeastern half sees themselves as in a state of freedom under and being connected to Russia.
But neither of those things is actual freedom,
right?
Well, it's how they define.
They see it as freedom from the other side's influence or freedom
right,
from
but
the. Influence.
Ian's question was: is anyone actually protesting in favor of real freedom?
No one's definitely protesting in favor of being a completely independent nation and just a trading but freely with both sides.
Has anybody talked about secession? Because it sounds like the easiest solution here, not that it's ever easy to secede, but the simplest solution would be to split the country in two.
I've not heard anyone that has even thought about that. But you can imagine if the United States was in a situation where there was, the southern half was primarily speaking Spanish and friendly to Mexico, and the northern half spoke English and friendly to Canada, and they were debating whether they were going to join a trade union that Mexico was launching or one that Canada was launching with
it's
a bunch
ridiculous.
Of other countries.
It's people are so passionate over this issue. It's just absolutely unbelievable to me.
And they feel themselves trapped because the Ukrainian passport is basically judged on the basis of their connection with Russia or their connection you know.
Drew, thanks for the inside scoop on this. I really appreciate it because I had this in show prep, but obviously we don't have the inside scoop, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for making that call. 855-450-FREE. Kind of a disturbing story out of these protests that has to do with text messaging and the kind of the Orwellian police state. I'll share that coming up.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plenty of Skype calls here tonight. The number is, the regular number is 855-450-FREE, and that is ProXPN's toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, as I mentioned. The username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. If you'd like, we've also got our website, of course, freetalklive.com. Archives, we've got them. They go back for years. You can click and download as many episodes as you want. They're all free at freetalklive.com. You like free? How about a free pound of coffee? How about a free pound of the best coffee you've ever tasted that just so happens to be organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and fair-traded? Sound pretty good? You do have to pay the shipping costs, but the pound itself is free. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get started with BuzzBox Coffee. Not only is this killer coffee, but also it can help make people's lives better around the world. We're looking for 1,000 listeners of Free Talk Live, like you, who love coffee, to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. When you drink BuzzBox Coffee via coffee.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting some great coffee, but you're also contributing to making people's lives better by giving them these microloans so they can start their own coffee farms and thereby make a better life and raise themselves up. Rather than just giving handouts, these microloans are actually really helping people build a better life. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get started with BuzzBox Coffee. The first pound is free. Again, you cover the cost of shipping. The pound itself costs you nothing. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, you can call in about whatever you want. We actually just had Drew call in from Texas. He just got back from Ukraine and kind of gave us some insight into what's actually going on over there. I didn't know anything about it. I mean, you've seen some of the headlines. Maybe you haven't. But if you haven't seen the headlines, there's just been just crazy protests over there. And apparently people are clashing. There's kind of a division in the country between those who speak Russian and those who speak Ukrainian. And they've been fighting over whether or not the country should go and kind of ally with the European Union or the Russian Federation. And there's just a massive unrest over this. There are people in the streets and people are pissed. Well, one of the news headlines that I think anybody who can appreciate a protest as an action, as an activist thing, should really be concerned with, because this may be coming to an activist event near you. I can see this absolutely happening in somewhere like New York City. Story from Vice.com, motherboard.vice.com. Maybe the most Orwellian text message a government has ever sent. Daryl, have you ever received those government alert messages that they'll send out, like it's not like an EAS alert, but it's kind of similar to that for your phone?
I think I've got one or two Amber Alert sort of things.
Yeah, they've got these different channels that the government can send a message to everyone's cell phone in the whole country, or they can, I think, target it to certain areas. So maybe it's an Amber Alert, maybe it's some sort of weather emergency. There's different ones. But the government absolutely has access to your cell phone as far as sending a text message. And what they've been doing in Ukraine as some of these protests is pretty disturbing. Imagine, Daryl, you've been to a protest or two. I mean, we were out recently out in front of the State House in Concord for a marijuana-related event. We've all got cell phones. I mean, it's convenient to have a cell phone. It's there. You can, especially if you're at a protest, you can contact other protesters. You can call somebody at another location if necessary. I mean, it's critical to have a phone. But in this case, the phone is essentially what got these people in trouble. Imagine receiving a text. You're at this protest. You get cell phone goes off. You're like, all right, what's going on here? Because a lot of times we get this thing called Keen 411, where we can send a text message to a phone number, and then that message gets bounced over to the recipients who've signed up for Keen 411. So if I want to send a message to you and other people at the same time, I can send it to Keen 411 rather than sending it to, 10 different phone numbers. So you might be reaching down to pull out your cell phone, Daryl, thinking, oh, somebody might have sent me a Keen 411. I better check this out. What's going on? You pull it up, and it says, "Dear subscriber, you are registered as a participant in a mass disturbance." What do you think about that? Pretty creepy.
I'm not even sure I understand what that means.
It's pretty creepy to me.
Yes.
You are registered as a participant in a mass disturbance. It's a notice. You're on notice that they believe you've been involved in something. And you know how they know? because they know where you are if you've got your cell phone on you. That's a text message that thousands of Ukrainian protesters spontaneously received on their cell phones the other day as a new law prohibiting public demonstrations went into effect. It was the regime's police force sending protesters a perfectly dystopian text message to accompany the newly minted, perfectly dystopian legislation. In fact, it's downright Orwellian, and the author says, I hate that adjective and use it only when absolutely necessary, I swear. But that is what this is. It's technology employed to detect noncompliance, to hone in on dissent. The New York Times reports that the Ukrainian government used telephone technology to pinpoint the locations of cell phones in use near clashes between riot police officers and protesters early on Tuesday. Near. Using a cell phone near a clash lands you on the regime's hit list. Can you imagine if you were in a coffee shop nearby? Let's say it's Occupy Wall Street. There's hundreds of people in the streets. You're just going, you know, you're in business. You're going to a meeting at a local coffee shop, and there's all these protesters out in the streets. And then all of a sudden, you get this text message simply because your phone was within this vicinity where they had determined that a protest was going on. Regardless, even if you were one of the protesters, the idea is very, very scary and outrageous. See, according to the story, Kyiv is tearing itself to shreds right now, but since we're kind of burned out on protests, riots, and revolutions at the moment, it's being treated as below the fold news. Somehow the fact that over 1 million people are marching, camping out, and battling with Ukraine's increasingly authoritarian government is barely making a ripple behind such blockbuster news bits as bridge closers and polar vortexes, not to mention Justin Bieber. Yes, even though protesters are literally building catapults, wearing medieval armor, and manning flaming dump trucks. Hopefully news of the nascent techno-security state will turn some heads. It's right out of 1984, or more recently, Elysium, a technology deployed to detect dissent. Again, this tech appears to be highly arbitrary. Anyone near the protest is liable to be labeled as a participant. What if somebody's borrowing your cell phone?
Yeah.
As if targeting protesters directly and broadly wasn't bad enough in the first place. It's further reminder that authoritarian regimes are exploiting the very technology once celebrated as a vehicle for liberation. Last year in Turkey, you'll recall, the state rounded up dissident Twitter users. Now, Ukraine is tracing the phone signal directly. Dictators have already proved plenty adept at pulling the plug on the internet altogether. All of this puts lie to the lately popular mythologies that technology is inherently a liberating force. With the right hack, it can oppress just as easily. And I think he's right. Technology certainly is a double-edged sword, and as long as the state exists as an idea, as long as these people with power exist, they will absolutely use as much of it as they can to crush us. And regardless of what you think about the protesters, this is a pretty scary story.
Yes.
855-450-FREE, you can take control here. Some good news, actually, from the federal government in moments. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll free here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about disturbing Orwellian police state tactics, now you've got protesters being sent text messages in the case in the Ukraine protests. The protesters being told, you are now a registered participant. According to the story, you are a registered participant, basically, in a protest, and now protests are illegal. You're a subscriber. You are registered as a participant in a mass disturbance. Right after they made protests illegal, they sent that text message out.
That just seems very creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And strange.
Outrageous as well. And, of course, people in this country might tell themselves, well, we have freedom of speech here. Just you wait. When they tell you in Washington, D.C., for instance, that you can't be somewhere because you have to have a permit to have so-called free speech, you better believe they're going to do something like this.
You don't even have to imagine something happening in D.C. If you remember the 2008 Republican convention in Minneapolis, where there were people that were protesting, and these stormtrooper-looking cops mm-hmm. would come in from one side and say, you were ordered to disperse.
Yeah,
and people
right.
would try to leave the park, and then there's stormtrooper-like cops coming from the other way, yep. preventing people from leaving, and then they just arrested everybody in the park.
How about the one in D.C.? I don't know if it was the Democratic convention, and I forget which year, but they actually got, construction, not wire, but the kind of this wrapping, this netting, and they pulled this netting all the way across the street and walked with it and literally caught people and made it possible for them to actually yeah. leave the streets.
And they did something similar in 2009 in Pittsburgh during the G20.
How about when they took people in New York City into an old abandoned train station by the busload? This I think it was the same time. They kind of wrapped them in this construction material,
yeah,
and then loaded them onto these buses, took them into this old abandoned train station where there was all this oil on the ground, and they forced them into these pens that they had pre-set up, and there was barbed wire. I mean, it was crazy stuff. So you don't think this can happen here? You just aren't paying attention.
Oh, it can most certainly happen here, and has happened, and will continue to happen.
Well, the creepy text messages haven't happened yet, but that's all. The technology is there. All they have to do is just elect to use this. All they have to do is see the headlines and say, "Oh, well, it worked in worked over there in Ukraine. Let's try this here."
Worked in Kyiv.
So the Free State Project may be a solution for you if you care about freedom, if you value liberty. Unfortunately, in Ukraine, doesn't seem like anybody really does value liberty. At the very least, if they are there, if there's like a Ukraine libertarian group, they're as effective as the libertarians here in the United States, meaning not at all. But there is a place in the U.S. where libertarianism is starting to take hold. It's starting to. And it's going to get better over time because the Free State Project is an idea that's time has come. Free State Project, the idea is to bring 20,000 people who love liberty all to the same geographic area because numbers matter, whether it comes to protests, whether it's elections, whether it's outreach, whatever it is. Numbers make a huge difference. If you can actually have libertarians in the same place or liberty-minded people in the same geographic area, amazing things become possible. We've seen this happening with only 1,500 people here now out of that eventual 20,000. We're only at 15,000-something of the goal, of the 20,000 goals.
15,269, I believe, is the number that I saw just about an hour ago.
Thank you for the update on that. So you can help us with that. If you love freedom and you actually want to see it advance in your lifetime, you really need to go to the Free State Project's website, read the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, and I think you'll be persuaded. And if that doesn't persuade you, just keep listening to Free Talk Live, because we're always talking about some of the exciting things happening here, the amazing political successes, civil disobedience, so much happening. Media, freestateproject.org. The next thing that's going on here, the big deal, is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's coming up in less than a month from today, the 20th through the 23rd in February. It's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Hotel. There will be dozens of wonderful, talented speakers, experienced speakers from which you can learn. But also, there are going to be hundreds of people attending who are great people, and they're exciting people. They're people who are jazzed up about the ideas of freedom. Many of them have already moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, like you and I, Daryl.
Yes.
And then others aren't yet. They haven't yet made the move. Maybe some haven't even pledged to make the move. They're just coming up to kind of check out this whole Free State Project thing. Want to see if it's the real deal. Maybe you've been listening to Free Talk Live for years, and you've been wondering if it's all really what it's cracked up to be. It is. But see for yourself. Come to the Liberty Forum. NHLibertyForum.com is where you can go. Get registered. I'm told the hotel sold out. So at this point, if you want to get into this event, you can still get into the event, but you're going to have to stay at a hotel down the road.
Or find somebody that will let you sleep on the floor in their room.
Good point. There are there's two places to go to find like room sharing deals. Go to the Liberty Forum group on Facebook. I think it's just called Liberty Forum. There's the Liberty Forum page. You want the group. You can go and like the page and get announcements and stuff. And then if you're in the group, you can post a message about you're looking for a roommate or something like that. There's also a Liberty Forum area, I believe, in the Free State Project forums at forum.freestateproject.org. So two good destinations for finding roommates. But that's an indicator of how popular this event is. The hotel is sold out, and this is not a small hotel. So, again, nhlibertyforum.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night.
And you mentioned the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire that are located on freestateproject.com. One thing that is not on that 101 reasons to move is a list that just came out recently from Politico that ranked New Hampshire as the strongest state in the country.
What does that mean, strongest? Does it mean people lift weights here?
No. They did 14 criteria where they took statistics such as unemployment, the average income,
test scores on certain things, reading, math, number of jobs in certain fields. And I took all of the numbers from this thing and recrunched them just to make sure that they calculated it the right way.
Yep.
And sure enough, New Hampshire comes in number one.
It's already arguably the best place, the most free place to live in the United States, but it's only going to get better as hundreds more and then thousands more people who love freedom actually come here. People who are willing to do something about freedom. In fact,
home ownership rate is one of the things that they have in here. The poverty rate, the unemployment rate, life expectancy, infant mortality rate, obesity, crime, income, income equality. So overall, yes, New Hampshire is the best state based on these 14 criteria.
Yeah, and it's going to get better. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Join us at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Looking forward to seeing you there. All right, so let's see. I said there was some good news, shocking news, actually, out of the U.S. federal government. This week's been a banner week for medical, and not just medical, but cannabis legalization. Barack Obama came out and changed his tune about marijuana this week. He's basically come out and said that it's not necessarily as bad as alcohol, and that the war on drugs disproportionately targets poor people and blacks and Hispanics. And he's really come out and changed his tune, and it's amazing. And now, even more shockingly, Eric Holder, the attorney general, that's the top cop in the United States. According to a story at NY Times, NewYorkTimes.com, he has said that lawful marijuana businesses should have access to the American banking system and that the government would soon offer rules to help them gain it. The rules are not expected to give banks a green light to accept deposits and provide other services, but would tell prosecutors not to prioritize cases involving legal marijuana businesses that use banks. He says, you don't want just huge amounts of cash in these places. They want to be able to use the banking system. There's a public safety component to this. Huge amounts of cash, substantial amounts of cash, just lying around with no place for it to be appropriately deposited is something that would worry me just from a law enforcement perspective. And there have been news headlines recently that banks in the Colorado area have been refusing accounts to marijuana businesses. And here you've got the top cop who previously had been enforcing the war on drugs and still is, saying that these guys should be allowed to have bank accounts. I mean, this is a pretty big change in policy.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts if you make it right now. Our toll-free number, brought to you by ProXPN, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
Now then, coming up, as I mentioned, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. If you've been waiting to get your hands on a copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD, I will have them there and will be selling them. Daryl, I think you and I will be manning the Free Keen table at said Liberty
yes.
Forum. You'll have your books.
Yes.
I'll have some, as I say, copies of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We'll have various propaganda for giving away as well. So you can just come and pick up some flyers and stuff. And so be sure you stop by and see that. If you haven't seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you can go watch it right now or after the show over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free online. It's got over 130,000 views last time I looked.
Nice.
It's probably getting close to 150 at this point. And so thank you to everybody who has shared that movie with your friends. I did intend, as a producer of the film and my editor, Bo Davis, and Derek, of course, the star and the director, we all intend for this movie to be seen. I don't care about making any money on this. I just want people to see it. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it there. You can also, of course, order the DVD online. I think it's about $10 or $9 on Amazon. I haven't checked the price in a while there. Amazon kind of decides on their own what their current price is going to be. And you can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com to get the director's cut DVD. But you can go right now watch the theatrical cut of the film for free at victimlesscrimespree.com and share it with your friends. So we're going to continue here. Daryl, you've got an interesting study about people and their opinions about the state.
I do.
We're going to share. You'll share with us here in moments. But first, we go to the phones and the fun. Robert's listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, I saw that movie, The Victim of Crime, the other night. That was good.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But hey, the reason why I call this... Hey, I think, Daryl, I think you're wrong, dude.
Wrong about what?
I think that, I don't think that New Hampshire is number one. I saw online that Vermont was number one in terms of the unemployment.
No, the survey that I was talking about, unemployment was one of 14 factors.
Oh, okay. I thought that I had heard you say that New Hampshire was number one in terms of unemployment.
No, no. There was a study put out by Politico where they took 14 factors and did a statistical computation, and unemployment was one of the factors. Poverty rate was another. Home ownership was a factor. Infant mortality rate, life expectancy, math scores for eighth graders, reading scores, income equality, the highest percentage of jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math, and a couple others.
There you go. Robert, does that clear it up?
Yeah, I guess I must have misunderstood, or maybe I wasn't listening.
You know, no worries.
Marijuana we grow over here.
You guys definitely have New Hampshire beat on the marijuana front. Vermont has basically, it hasn't legalized it, but is heavily decriminalized marijuana there.
Yes.
And you guys are rocking over on that front. And hopefully we'll be catching up within the next couple of years here in New Hampshire as more
hopefully
liberty.
Hopefully this year.
If we're lucky. But the governor has pledged to veto cannabis legalization.
She also pledged to veto the therapeutic cannabis because of the home grow provision.
Mm-hmm.
So my thinking is if the home grow provision is removed from the legislation that recently went through the New Hampshire House, then she might sign that into law.
Maybe, you know, maybe the whole change of heart as far as Barack Obama is concerned. She's a Democrat, the governor
yes.
of New Hampshire. Maybe Barack Obama changing his tune about marijuana is going to encourage her to do the right thing. It's certainly not it's not over yet, and it certainly won't be, even if she does veto the bill this time around, because it'll just come up again. And odds are good, if she vetoes this, she's probably not going to get reelected.
They could always vote to override the veto as well.
They could, but they didn't have near enough votes for that in the first go-around. Robert, go ahead.
I said, I don't care if either one of them veto this. I'm going to smoke it whether they like it or not.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. I'm with you there. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. So you've got some interesting numbers here, Daryl, to wrap out the show with the people's opinions about the state, and they're kind of surprising in some ways.
Yes, but just one point to make on the whole, you know, don't matter whether it's legal or not, the reason that I want it to become legal is so that it's easier to obtain. Because right now I'm having trouble finding the cannabis tinctures that help with my headache. Even on the Silk Road, there's one guy that sells cannabis tinctures, and it's not exactly the formula that I'm looking for.
Yeah, but if you were in a medical state, maybe it would be easier for you to get those.
Assuming that I had all of the doctor's permissions that would be required.
Now, New Hampshire will be a medical state technically, but the program hasn't started yet. So.
Right. If I were in Colorado, I could go down to one of these corner stores
yep.
and pick up a tincture, no problem.
Yep.
But I've got this study that came out, actually, not a study, a survey that came out from Quinnipiac, and it was one of their normal, if the presidential election were held today, would you vote for Democrat this person or Republican this person? And I was looking over all of the questions, and one question in particularly struck me as rather odd. The question was, how much of the time do you trust the government in Washington to do what is right? Almost all of the time, most of the time, only some of the time, or hardly ever. Ian, I've already told you the answer to this, but if you did not know, what percentage of the American populace would you think trusted the government almost all of the time?
Almost all of the time? Well, given the congressional approval rating is, what, 7 to 9%
right.
these days, I would hope that no more than 20%.
2%.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Okay, let me say that would be no more than 20%.
That is 13%. All so right. most of the time and almost all of the time, 15%.
That's pretty good, right?
Which means that 85%... of the people surveyed don't trust the government half of the time
That's
to do
good.
What is right.
Good news.
Oh, that is excellent news. And what is even better, it breaks this down into age groups.
This was the surprising part to me.
People between the age of 18 to 29 think that the government does what is right most of the time at 23%.
So more than
yes.
the average.
26% of people between 18 and 29 think that the government does what is right most or almost all of the time.
Okay, so one out of four.
One out of four.
Young people.
Trust the government over half of the time.
And which age range was that again?
18 to 29.
Okay, so those
That's
are the millennials.
The highest.
Those are the millennials.
Yes. Once you get over 60, or actually over 50, only 1% of people age 50 to 64 that were surveyed trust the government almost all of the time.
What about the most?
11% trust them most of the time.
So less than half.
Yes.
Of the people, the respondents in the survey, in the older age range, in the retiree, in the baby boomer age range.
The boomer, once you get into retiree, which is over 65, 14% trust the government most of the time, 2% almost all.
So more retirees than baby boomers or newer boomers trust it. It's interesting because you would think.
So the retirees are about average. It's actually 1% above average for what trusts the government at least half of the time.
Well, it's kind of surprising, but it's kind of at first it's surprising. It hits me as surprising, but then on further thought, it kind of makes sense. You would think that younger people would be more informed. I mean, we're supposedly the more connected, more informed information society, internet. Millennials are very, very familiar with the internet, and so you would
there
think they would be more aware.
There are too many cats on the internet to look at, and too much porn to
they're
look at.
They're just ignorant. I mean, they're just too inexperienced young people, and so they don't know. They still trust the government.
Why do you think the government recruits these kids for military?
Yeah. You're right. And whereas the baby boomers have been screwed enough times by the state to know better. So apparently information isn't all there is to it. Experience is also a factor. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and also Daryl's over at fpp.cc. See you tomorrow, Free Talk Live.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.